Every year in the United States, some 600,000 men and women are released from prison back into society. If they're unable to find work, a place to live, or other support, they are much more likely to commit another crime and wind up back in jail. This week, President Bush pledged to help ex-convicts in his State of the Union address.
So tonight I propose a four-year, $300 million prisoner reentry initiative to expand job training and placement services, to provide transitional housing, and to help newly released prisoners get mentoring, including from faith-based groups.
The state of Ohio has one of this nation's most far-reaching programs. Reginald Wilkinson is director of the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections. He joins us from the studios of member station WCBE in Columbus. Mr. Wilkinson, thanks very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
And was this good news when you heard it?
It's excellent news, not just for the persons who are in our business, but for the citizenry of this country. For too many years, we have cast out persons who've been in prison and treated them as second-class citizens, when in many instances these people can become very productive members of our society.
Why is recidivism, as we used to call it, so great? What is the range of problems that ex-offenders confront when they've served their time, paid their debt to society, and come out and try and make a life for themselves?
Some of the same things that put people in prison in the first place. And let's not talk about the criminal behavior at this point, but we know that in Ohio, 75% of everybody who comes to prison is without a high school diploma. We know between 70 and 80% of everyone who comes to prison in our state, and these can be extrapolated nationally, have a documented history of alcohol and other drug abuse. So we know there's some main culprits. And similarly, when a person leaves prison and reenters society, but there are other culprits as well. When a person still has to confront whether or not they're going to have a job that they can make a living with, good housing, whether or not the person can have access to psychotropic medications if that person is mentally ill. So there are an awful lot of barriers out there that have to be included in this reentry philosophy.
I'm afraid I don't understand this term of art, prison reentry, meaning reentry into society.
What it means is that for us here in Ohio, is the day that person enters our prison for the first time, that is when we start planning for that person to be released back into society, and not 2 or 3 weeks, not 2 or 3 months before that person's imminent release.
How much can you do for somebody in prison? People sometimes point out, of course, that it's a controlled environment.
Well, it is a controlled environment, but I also think stereotypically so in the minds of many. We train persons to learn good job skills, to become better educated. We make sure that the person has access to various counseling services, whether they're pastoral counseling, whether it's psychological counseling, whether it's substance abuse counseling, all while they're in prison. So as difficult as it might be in some instances, being in prison can actually help a person if, in fact, we have the right kind of programs and services.
Mm-hmm. The president in State of the Union address specifically mentioned faith-based groups who have been active in prisons. I'm wondering if that's been your experience. Do you think they bring a particular dimension into their involvement there?
I think they bring an extremely important dimension. And quite frankly, I don't think we can be nearly as successful with offender reentry efforts without the assistance and the attention of various faith-based organizations.
Recognizing that Ohio has one of the more ambitious programs in the country, can you point to statistical success?
The biggest culprit out there right now is not the recidivism rate as it relates to new crimes, because that's on the decline. What is a problem out there is the number of people who are returning to prison who did not commit a new crime, who are being sent back to prison for technical violations. In some cases around this country, up to 60% of everybody who's coming back into our prisons are coming back for violations and not new crimes. And in my estimation, that's a travesty. But Ohio has one of the lowest records of returning people back to prison for technical violations.
Mr. Wilkinson, how do you contend with what I'll advisedly call the ire that some people in the public have? Who will essentially say, look, this person has committed a crime and hurt somebody, and they are just not entitled to a range of opportunities while they're in prison?
I think with the president's sound bites about reentry, people are starting to get it now, that it is a very expensive proposition to not try to change the mindset of many of the prisoners while we have them incarcerated. If we make them matter, for example, if somehow or another they're not rehabilitated, and I'm not afraid of that word, then these persons are going to return to society, they're going to re-victimize people, your insurance rates are going to go up, and there's going to be more mayhem. So it is better for society to understand that you would rather sit on a subway next to a person who's had good training and going to work rather than somebody who's angry at the world. So this is all about public safety. It's all about minimizing victimization in our society.
Mr. Wilkinson, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Reginald Wilkinson is director of the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections, speaking with us from Columbus.